NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
And we've got Wukong the Monkey King. Hello.
Yo, it's Wukong here.
How's it?
There's about three of you guys here. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. My name is Kyle. I'm on the bass.
I'm Brian. I play sax and keys.
Wade, I'm on the vocal and I do a little bit of trumpet as well.
And we're waiting on one more person, right?
We're waiting on James, who plays guitar, who should be here very shortly.
Oh, that's good. That's okay. We'll get straight into it. I'm curious about the name, Wukong the Monkey King, because personally I grew up watching the TV show.
Sure.
Is that like a reference to that?
Yeah, it's definitely, but not so much to the TV series, but the original book. I think the TV series really celebrate Wukong the Monkey King as a character, but in the book is more details about the whole philosophy and narratives and traditions. So I would say it's more from the book, Journey to the West.
Yeah. Wow, I haven't actually read the book. Yeah. But for the audiences that might not know what we're talking about, it's like this old Chinese TV show from, I don't know, started in the 80s. It's pretty hectic. Kind of.
It's 96, eh? Yeah, 86.
Yeah, yeah. And it's almost kind of creepy watching it now, like the way that they're like dressed up. I'd say look it up on YouTube for anyone that's
I definitely
interested.
Think it has like kind of real trippy effects and done in a really cheap way, but surprisingly good. Like, hilarious.
Yeah. If you're on something, you should watch it. So we'll talk about the intro and the second track, Shadow, which is, you know, has some Chinese characters I can't really read.
Oh, really?
I did lessons for ages, but yeah. If you would want to translate that.
Oh, which one? The Shadow. Shadow. Oh, yeah, that's shadow. That's the literal translation.
Oh, yeah, but in Chinese.
Yunzi.
Yunzi.
Yeah, so, I got that song name pretty much sorted from the lyrics. And I had the lyrics, and I guess I got the lyrics, from the melody, actually. James has a really decent guitar melody. I was like, yeah, I wrote some lyrics the other day, and it just worked. It works perfectly fine, and then as soon as Carl cranked the bass up, I just sing that melody, and then it becomes like a song. But then, of course, we haven't crafted at that stage, and I just put some extra beats, like I think some trap elements in Chinese mountain folk kind of singing style in the end, and then we got that song, Shadow.
How'd you guys all form together?
Like as a band?
Yeah.
A whole bunch of different places. I knew Brian as a family friend since I got to New Zealand pretty much. And we just started like jamming like when we were out of high school pretty much.
You were still in high school.
I was still in high school. Yeah, and we started jamming like that. I met Wade in uni, started jamming like the blues. Because actually Wade didn't have any prior music experience, and it was just like fucking around and like having fun and stuff, and then it slowly evolved into a band.
There's always the annoying person in a party, like can't do well but still keep cranking.
It's the confidence. We admire that. Let's have a listen to two tracks. This is the intro and followed up by Shadow by Wukong the Monkey King.
Master's plan for contingency. Even when it appears that they're only improvising. The presentation of an idea, apparently improvised, is only valid if there has been adequate study and preparation on the part of the teacher. We can then deliver the information in the proper sequence. A master achieves the way by being devoted to the art, while the art itself reveals its true identity to a warrior only when the spirit of the thing itself feels comfortable with the warrior.
Yeah.
was Shadow by Wukong the Monkey King, and before that you heard Intro by them, and we've got the full band here now, right?
Ooh, hey, good day.
It's a full house party in this small-ish studio. I'm curious, who are like your influences? Is there anyone that you look to as like an inspiration?
It's all personal, really.
Yeah, it varies greatly within the band.
Yeah.
But personally, Wolfpack, Hiatus Coyote, high on rotation recently.
Mm. I've been listening to heaps of Korn and Deftones recently.
Here we go.
Korn, yeah. Oh, yeah, double up on the Hiatus Coyote all the time.
Triple up.
Oh,
yeah. I won't mention any like artist's name, but I'll just say genre-wise, jazz and hip-hop is just two big things for me.
What I really like about you guys is like singing in like Mandarin.
Cool.
Yeah, I think that's definitely sets you guys apart. I think it's pretty cool to hear that within like the, you know, Auckland music scene where you don't really hear much of, you know, that being represented.
Yeah, I think that come from like a random idea since we like became a group and we jammed together, and I'm on the Precision where actually like chucking some lyrics and sing. And before I didn't even pay attention, I always sing in English with the cover songs and stuff. And all of a sudden I just feel like, oh, what about actually sing something that is easier to write and also more natural to myself. And we weren't like that confident with the audience, like, because we don't really know how people are gonna feel about this, but then we just do it, and doing the way, I mean, it becomes a tour for me to rediscover myself in a way, and it just makes sense now, so I just want to keep doing that. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Didn't you guys also do a China tour, if I...
Yeah, we did.
Read that, yeah?
Yeah, last year. Yeah.
How was that?
It's pretty crazy. It's real crazy. Yeah, because we're really loose in that tour. from the first day when we get there, like, just, we can't be stopped to be that loose, because everybody around that environment is like quite open and friendly, and we get along really well, and different groups of people all the time. I'd say
cool. Well, the third track is Ode to Keen, which is currently on the playlist, so that means listeners can vote for it for the top 10. Just text and vote Wukong the Monkey King, by the way.
Do it.
To 5395. Yes. And what's this song about?
I think Jams came up with that riff. He might want to talk about it.
I was like looking into Afrobeat on YouTube, like tutorials how to write guitar music like that. So I basically just stole a little riff, repeated it, and then added some weird chords to it. And then handed it over to these guys to add their contribution.
Yeah, I think my lyrics was down in Brian's apartment. He just moved into his apartment, and that day he just put his bed up on the wall, and I was sitting on the floor and they're jamming that song. I was like, oh, this is the stuff I want to sing. I love funk. And then I just wrote something like, it's really about the King thing, Ode to King, come after the experiment 2017, where we did the Hydrogen Republic satirical show that discuss about like community building and stuff. But this song is about like deliver happiness, and even if you are sad, even if you're depressed or whatever, you still can share that happiness around your friends and stuff. And that's the main part of the lyrics, what it's about. So it's Ode to King. I'm keen to share that. I'm keen to be that.
Love it.
And all that. And then the speaking part during the break is from, it's direct reference of that Hydrogen Republic that we did. Yeah. Mm.
In case you guys are wondering, just real quick, what 75% hydrogen and 25% awesome is, it's that 75% of the matter in the universe, observable universe, is hydrogen, and all the rest is just awesome.
We make it dope. We make it dope. Yeah.
Same thing.
Cool.
Let's listen to Ode to Keen by Wukong the Monkey King. That was Ode to Keen by Wukong the Monkey King from Planet Chur. What is the you know, the story behind the title of the EP?
Planet Chur. Oh, it's such a golden name in my opinion. Just Chur. Like, firstly, just Chur. Like, Chur is a good word, you know, first like Chur words. King. There's a double meaning behind this because you can see that there's a Chinese title and an English title. The Chinese title means burning planet, and the word burning pronounced as chur. So it's chur. It's two different churs, but it has completely different meanings. So I think it's quite fun to have that, and as well, it just makes sense for the song Blue Ball. Like, I think is slightly in depth in terms of the lyrics, and is more like about, you know, money, your life, and stuff. Do you want this planet to be burning with all that consumption and money and that frustration with dealing with that situation? So yeah, that's the song is about. So I think,
Blue Ball is like a reference to the Earth.
Wait, it was called Blue Balls, though.
It was called Blue Balls.
I didn't want to ask about that.
No, who will say that anyway?
It's a great story, though.
Yeah, it's a good story.
I don't know, it was either James or I. I say it was James. James said it was me. But we came up with Blue Balls because of the end bit of the song, how the synths kind of like do that Octavia raise. And it just feels like, oh, it's gonna go somewhere, but it just doesn't.
That's clever. I like that. Also, this is the last track that we're playing. Are you guys playing any shows soon?
Tonight. We're doing tonight. We're in Battle of the Band Auckland Regional Final tonight.
We're gonna win it.
And we're gonna win.
But
tonight.
But we need everyone to come out and support.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon we should stay humble though.
Yeah, we stay humble, but at the same time, like, trying to win as well. If we're gonna support, it's great for the Auckland music scene, in my opinion.
Yeah. Support's good, man.
Support is good, and we'll like always feel happy about the winning. You helped us win, and we're happy. And everybody's happy.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. For the listeners, you can find them on wukongthemonkeyking.bandcamp.com or go see them tonight and keep up to date on their Facebook for their future shows. This is Blue Ball by Wukong the Monkey King.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Level of life, that's how I feel. That's 大计一时突破的节奏，灵魂出窍演奏的旋律，再用押韵吹个牛逼，用力太大吹破牛皮，发现钱包里面没有货币，把那电波屏蔽，再加点酒精，我得赶紧找个凉快地方坐着喝，他再喝两杯就醉了，这感觉就对了。 Let's jam smoke up feel the heartbeats, now you want to rap, express what a soul experience, formulize what a life exposes, cause fate is overrated and it must be eliminated by your uppercuts在滋生在空战的一边，是无聊与空气的一天，而我们的世界在燃烧，但是我不在意，因为我在梦中，在滋生空战的一边，是无聊与空气的一天，而我们的世界在燃烧，但是我不在意，因为我在梦中，在滋生空战的一边，是无聊与空气的一天，而我们的世界在燃烧，但是我不在意，因为我在梦中，在滋生的一边是无聊与空寂的一天，而我们的世界在燃烧。The altitude so high, but I think I feel alright, alright, alright. The altitude so bad, it brings me down to the basic level of life. You can find me in the dark side, metamorphosize.Into a time machine, filling, filling, filling. And is the future my friend? Is the future my friend? Is the future my friend?The time has gone away and we've been doing right. Just a shadow of a lonely soul I know. Wir schützen, wir schützen, wir schützen, wir hohen. Der Rand
was Longplayer. Thanks NZ On Air Music.